未来が夜空の星たちの光、鐘の音は響く心の中で一つ深く、物語のような星の雫、その中に細い線路を築く、時間とともに時代は動く、流れる星を静かに動く、目を閉じた耳を澄ます、ファー G-O-O-G-Y、 放て光まけずにしっかり今解き放て、誰かに届くまで栄光の光はこの向こうに、君たちと作っていくストーリー、見上げた夜空の星たちの光、
What's up, guys and girls? Welcome back to the Anime and Stuff podcast. It's actually been 2 weeks since we made a podcast, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. I'm Sitz. I'm here with Green Bean and Fritz.
Hello. Oh, sorry.
And Fritz.
Hello.
I expected you to both say hey at the same time, but that didn't work out.
Hi.
Hi. One, two, hi.
Hello.
You guys are the worst. Anyway, yeah. So, like always, I like to talk about what we've done the past couple weeks. I was sick last week. That's why we didn't have the podcast last week, because I was sick. And then the reason we didn't have the podcast the week before is because we had some technical difficulties. We tried to use Audacity to make the podcast, and then we were all going to make our own little parts of it and then put them together at the end, but it didn't work out that way. So that's what I've been doing last week. Being sick, I watched a lot of Star Trek. I'm almost done with The Next Generation. I'm watching Deep Space Nine at the same time, so that's fun. Gina, how are you been doing?
Oh, I've been good. Time is moving really quickly. I only have less than a month before I move back in to school, which is kind of scary. I was just looking at my schedule for next semester and yikes.
Are you a junior this year?
Huh?
Are you a junior this year or senior?
I'm going to be a senior. So, I know. Oh, my God. But, I don't know. I haven't been really doing much. Just chilling. Just the usual.
And, Sherman, how about you?
What was it? 3 weeks? 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah.
3 weeks. I haven't done a whole lot. Nothing really too new. Well, I got a new computer.
Nice.
Tomorrow, I have to get a root canal. That's going to be fun.
Great.
Yeah, I know, right?
Poor Sherman.
It's going to hurt.
You're going to be fine.
Okay. We'll see.
You're going to be fine.
Other than that, nothing much. Other than the toothache and the new laptop.
Have you moved into the new
house
yet?
A lot of money this month. Let's just say that.
Have you moved into the new house yet?
It's still not ready. It's going to be a while before I move into that house.
Oh.
Probably another few months. It's got to get fixed up. But my uncle's on vacation right now, so he's not fixing it at the moment. Which is fine. Like, whatever. I'm in no hurry.
And also, in our Google Hangout we have going on, we have our good friend Simon, who's the silent listener. So, hi, Simon. It looks like he's not even paying attention to us. But anyway, so this week and last week and the week before that's anime was Bleach, the first three episodes. The intro song that plays at the beginning is called Asterisk by Orange Range. I like that song a lot. It's one of the first anime songs that I know most of the words to. In Japanese, I don't know the words in English, but I love that song. It's what kind of caught me. Like always, I want to give a little synopsis of the anime itself. This says, a teenage boy is gifted with the ability to see spirits. His life is drastically changed by the sudden appearance of a soul reaper, one who governs the flow of souls between the human world and the soul society, who arrives in search of a hollow, a dangerous, lost soul that absorbs energy from souls. When Rukia is severely wounded, defending Ichigo from a hollow, she transfers a part of her spirit pressure energy to Ichigo so that he can defeat the hollow. I tried not to use the actual characters' names in that, but I messed it up. So now you know some of the characters. So first character that we need to really know about, his name is Ichigo Kurosaki. He is the teenager with the ability to see spirits. Not only him, but also both of his little sisters, named Karen and Yuzu, they're able to see spirits. The two girls, not as well as Ichigo, but that kind of starts happening later, way past from where we are. We watched the first three episodes. I don't know if I mentioned that or not, but we watched the first three episodes of Bleach. Second character that we need to know about is Rukia Kuchiki. She is the Soul Reaper from what is known as Soul Society, and she has come to the world of living to find a hollow, which is what I mentioned earlier. And also we have a third character, Orihime Inoue, and she is another friend of Ichigo and Rukia. And she's kind of a minor character in the first three episodes, but she becomes a bigger character later. Also want to shout out some of the other characters that aren't quite here yet. Chad, or Sato Yusutora, he is a Mexican guy, or Spanish.
In Japan, guys. Mexican guy in Japan.
In Japan, yes.
That's really, really rare.
And he has one line in the entire three episodes we watch, but he also becomes a bigger part. And also another character named Uryu Ishida, which is another kind of big character. There's also another main character. I can never remember his name.
Renji,
yes. Renji is another character that we'll meet later, but I don't want to spoil him or any other characters right now. So
there's a lot of awesome characters in it.
There really is. So Ichigo. Fritz, you kind of want to do a description of Ichigo?
I'm sorry, who?
Ichigo.
You. Oh, me?
But yeah.
Me do it? Oh, okay.
It's been a while since we've done this, guys.
I guess a tall, orange-haired, 15-year-old high school kid. He actually looks a little older than 15, but he's kind of like a badass kid, kind of protects people. Actually, since he can see ghosts, I believe in the first episode we see him protecting another ghost or something like that.
Yeah, beating the crap out of some dudes.
Yeah. He's like a fight for justice kind of person. He can't let a person, he can't just stand by and watch a person get hurt. If there's something he can do about it, he'll do it.
Alright, and you want to give a brief description of Rukia?
Rukia, I'm not really sure how old she is. I believe she's a few hundred years old.
Probably.
I mean, she's technically a soul reaper, so I mean, I guess they can live forever until they die themselves. If a spirit can die, which in many cases some can. But she's...
Well, some characters get killed. Some characters from Soul Society get killed.
Yeah, that is true. But let's see. Rukia is... she's rather short. She looks like a high school student, or maybe even a middle school student. She has this very serious attitude all the time with everything she does. Like, a very authoritative figure. Like... she's an inspector or something.
She's also kind of still a girl at heart.
Yeah, she may appear serious and all this, but she is still a very cutesy girl at heart, girly girl. Her drawing is really bad, but she enjoys it. She's proud of her drawings, but they're really, really childish.
And
she loves cute things, like dolls.
Yeah. And, Orohime, you want to try that too?
Orohime, she is another classmate of Ichigo's. I believe she's in the next class over, though. Not exactly in the same class, but same grade level. She's got long orange hair, and she has a, I guess, buxom body. She's a large-chested individual, as many anime have, for fan service and stuff like that.
Unnecessarily.
The classic ditz character who just kind of falls over herself and, you know, all those risque shots.
not as bad as High School of the Dead, but, you know.
Yeah, of course. But, she's very simple-minded, but very caring individual.
Yeah.
But most of all, simple-minded. Just very simple-minded. She's the blonde. She's... actually a blonde, but she has orange hair. If you want to phrase it that way.
Alright, so, episode 1 is called The Day I Became a Shinigami. I will do a brief kind of overview of the episode, and then we will talk about little things that we noticed or whatever. So episode 1, Ichigo Kurosaki is a 15-year-old high school student with orange hair, brown eyes, and the ability to see spirits. As he tries to protect the spirit of a little girl from a hollow, he witnesses a clash between the malevolent spirit and a female soul reaper. Later, Ichigo is met by the same woman again in his room. She introduces herself as Rukia Kuchiki and explains to Ichigo the basic duty of the soul reapers and the act of soul cleansing. The hollow returns, attacking Ichigo's home, and Rukia and Ichigo's family are injured. In order to save his family, Ichigo desperately takes Rukia's power to himself and becomes a soul reaper to successfully defeat the hollow. So this is pretty much just like the run-of-the-mill introductory episodes about two of the main characters. I like this episode. It does really good at really well at introducing the characters.
Also, and it does a really good job of explaining things, too.
Right. Also, I would like to mention, if I just start, like, dying, if you hear me dying, it's okay. I'm still getting everything sick. So if I'm just, like, coughing uncontrollably, hopefully the other two will be able to pick up the slack until I'm better. So, yeah, I like Ichigo. In this episode, I really like all the characters in the episode. Like Fritz said, does a really good job of explaining things and getting to know. I feel like the beginning of the first episode, you kind of know what Ichigo was about in the first couple scenes, and Yeah, so anything else you guys want to add about this episode that you noticed or whatever?
This is one of the episodes where Rukia, you meet both sides of Rukia in this episode, I believe. You see her very serious side when she's explaining everything and saving Ichigo and all this, being a badass, taking no names, like that. I'm sorry. But you also see her when she's explaining to Ichigo how things work. She explains by drawing little characters, and it's just a funny scene where she has these cute little drawings where that make no sense, or they're just really childish looking, and you're just like, what?
Yeah.
And she's so proud of them, and the face she makes with it.
Did you notice anything that you liked on the episode, Gina?
Yeah, it was a good episode. An introductory to the whole series. I don't know. I liked it.
I like in this episode that you get to meet Ichigo's dad. I don't really remember his name. But he's a funny character.
I liked him.
Yeah. Pretty much from here on out, almost every scene with Ichigo and his dad are hilarious. He takes a very I want to say hands-on approach to child raising when it comes to Ichigo, as in the fact that they fight every time they're together.
They're a little crazy.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun to watch, though. So yeah, that's episode one. Episode two was called The Shinigami's Work. After discovering Rukia has enrolled in his class, Ichigo learns that she has lost her power and that he must pose as her substitute until her powers can recover. Although he refuses to this responsibility at first, Ichigo eventually accepts after realizing he cannot just turn a blind eye if he encounters a hollow again. Couple things that this episode kind of introduces is the fact that to be an active part of the human world, there are bodies that the Soul Reaper kind of go into to.
Right, like a cadaver. Since Soul Society is actually a society of souls or spirits, they don't have a physical body. So the only way Ichigo originally saw them saw Rukia was because he could see spirits, and she was a spirit. So in order for her to be seen by everyone else in the real world, she has to possess a body.
It's a body that looks like her.
Yeah.
It's not just a random looking person. Substitute.
I thought it was because she lost her powers and she was stuck in the body.
Well, yes, but she, like other people that, other Soul Reapers that go into the human world, also have these bodies that they go into. Another thing kind of introduced is this glove that Rukia uses to pretty much punch Ichigo's Soul Reaper part out of his body.
She pretty much just grabs him by the head and pulls his spirit out of his body.
Or she punches him sometimes and he just like flies out of his own body.
It's a humorous scene because he doesn't expect it.
Right. And that kind of shows another side of the Soul Reapers, isn't that they can't be seen by humans, except humans that can see spirits, of course. So they have to have substitute bodies. And that actually has some to do with another character that I didn't really mention, that named Khan, which I'm not really going to go into him. But, yeah. So pretty much Ichigo kind of refuses to be a Soul Reaper until he sees a child getting attacked, or a spirit of a child being attacked by a hollow, and he pretty much realizes if he's going to use, or Ruki actually tells him that if he's going to use his powers for one person, he has to use them for everybody. Not just...
He pretty much wasn't ready to take on the responsibility of being a Soul Reaper yet.
And he saw this kid being chased by a hollow, mm-hmm. and went to stop him, and Ruki was like, well, if you're going to save this kid, you might as well save everybody, because you can't just pick and choose who you're going to save. And that's pretty much the gist of the episode, is that he needs to learn how to...
Yeah, he kind of finally accepts being a Soul Reaper, right?
Yeah,
in a way.
He's like, alright, let's do this.
I guess I'll do it, whatever.
Yeah, like I said, he's the type of character that can't just idly stand by and watch people get hurt.
Also, at the end of this episode, there's kind of a tie-in to the third episode where something strange, let's just say something strange happens to Orihime.
Well, we get a glimpse of her brother being turned into a hollow.
Yeah.
Right. And that leads...
And her brother has been long dead.
Yeah, for like a long time.
Yeah.
Which leads into episode 3, The Older Brother's Wish, The Younger Sister's Wish. This says, Ichigo discovers that one of his classmates, Orihime Inoue, is being stalked by her older brother's spirit, who turned into a hollow, which makes him hesitate to fulfill his duty. As Ichigo is forced to use his powers again, his qualms of killing hollows are rested, and he finally submits to his purpose as a substitute Soul Reaper. This episode is very interesting because of what actually happens to the hollow. It's not actually defeated in quite the same way that other hollows are defeated. Also forgot to mention another responsibility of Soul Reapers are to send spirits into the afterlife, or pretty much send them to Soul Society. By using a special ability, I don't remember what it's called, but essentially they send the spirit to...
They, like, tap him on the head and say, go ahead.
So, yeah.
But really, they tap him on the head.
I guess in the later episodes, the reason why we don't remember as much is because it kind of... That thing kind of disappears and we don't ever really...
Oh, we don't
do
use
it anymore.
Again.
All we really see are like big fight scenes, and then he beats them, and then we don't really.
It becomes
see
not anymore. As important. Yeah. Souls to the afterlife.
Yeah, that,
it's a really good action anime.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a fault in some animes, is that they start off with a certain premise, and then later on they just forget all about that premise and do other stuff.
It gets deeper. Like, you literally just brush the surface of the entire show and the entire world in it.
It's kind of like the anime called Soul Eater.
Are we going to be doing that one?
Eventually. But essentially,
that's a good one, too.
Yes. Essentially, in Soul Eater, the soul... Well, I don't really want to get into it, but...
I wanted to comment on some of the... things on that anime too, but we'll get to that one.
There's a thing that seems to be the main premise of that show, and eventually it just, that's not existent at all. Don't even talk about it.
Yeah. But it's kind of like with Pokemon. At first you think it's all about the Pokemon, but then you find out the characters have meaning. Yeah, I just use Pokemon.
It's not just about...
Anyways.
It's not just all about catching them all.
Exactly.
I don't think Ash caught...
You teach me and I'll teach you, bro.
I'm pretty sure Ash has only caught, like, a small fraction of the Pokemon in the world. Alright, so, favorite characters. I think my favorite character would have to be a character that's not in the show yet. But I mentioned earlier, Chad. I like him a lot. He's my favorite character. But he's not really in these episodes. So out of the characters that we meet, we have met so far, I can't really pick which one I like the most. I like all the characters equally. I guess Ichigo, he's the main character. So, you know, you're supposed to like him, I guess. Rukia, she's pretty good. And, Orihime gets a lot better in the later, But, yeah, I guess Ichigo is my favorite character of the ones we saw. How about you?
At this point, it's, like, kind of hard to choose a favorite because I haven't really gotten to know them that well.
Right.
I haven't seen the whole series. I've only seen these three episodes. So, right now, like, it could go any way, really. I don't know. The main character, Ichigo, he seems pretty cool, but I don't have a favorite, though.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
And Fritz?
One of my favorites is actually doesn't even appear until way later. And I don't really remember her name, either. But do you remember it was Kenpachi's second-in-command?
Oh, the little girl?
Yeah, was her name Momo, I believe?
No, that's from...
Momo.
That's from Xeno Saga.
Momo is from a lot of different
games. Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
But, yeah, she's one of my favorite characters. But I don't believe we ever got to see her ability. But she seemed pretty cool. And for her to be second in command, that's got to be something. But, yeah, another one of my favorites is Chad, who also doesn't really appear much.
Like I said earlier, he has one line.
Yeah.
In the entire three episodes.
But it's such a good line.
It's like, do you need help moving or something?
See how thoughtful, right?
He's such a good guy.
Exactly. And he's Mexican. Well, South America, let's just say that.
Okay, so something that we didn't talk about last time we tried this, but I'm going to see if this will work this time. The voice acting. How do you guys feel about the voice acting? Do you think it's good? Do you think it's bad? Do you think it's mediocre? Or just... What do you think, guys think?
I personally think it's done really well. There's plenty of emotion behind it, so it's not like the voice acting is just really drab and mundane and boring. You can really tell the actors get into it. Maybe some of the voices, like... Maybe Rukia's voice doesn't exactly fit her, but over time, you start to get used to it.
Right.
That'd probably be my only comment on Rukia, on voice acting, is Rukia's voice acting isn't the best choice.
I really like the voices, but I have to say my favorite voice has to be Ichigo's American voice actor, which is Johnny Young Bosch. He's one of my favorite voice actors, period. Or voice actor slash actor. He does both. But I really like him. I like him a lot. He does a lot of different... He does Ichigo. He does... he does a lot of people. I can't think of anything right now. But yeah. He was also a Power Ranger, which I'm a fan of.
Go build Power Rangers.
See, he's done animes like Eureka 7. he was in the show Bo, which is
I remember that.
Which
show.
Is definitely an anime we're gonna have to watch for the podcast.
Oh yeah, it's been a while since I've seen that one. That was a pretty fun.
Yeah.
Interesting one, let's just say that.
He did
if
voice.
If we do that one, we've got to do Excel Saga too.
He's done Gurren Lagann, Fullmetal Alchemist, Yeah, just a bunch of different ones. But, yeah, I really like him, his voice actor. So, scale of 1 to 10, voice acting, how do you think your voice acting is, Japanese-wise?
With the exception of Rukia, like, I just had an agenda against her voice actress. It just seemed too deep for her character. But I give it, out of, like, how well they did it, I give it a 9, maybe.
I'd say about 9. Do you agree with that?
Only because of Rukia, though.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Gina?
Sure.
Yeah, sounds good.
So,
sorry.
I feel like since we're doing an actual anime, that's something that we need to talk about is voice actors.
Because to be honest, that's something I wanted to mention about Soul Eater, but I'll talk about that voice acting when we get to that one.
Yeah. I like the animation style. You guys like the animation style too, or?
Yeah, this is a good one. It's not hard on the eyes. It's very beautifully done in certain scenes.
Very
especially
colorful.
The first episode. It really shows off the animation style. There's just so much going on during the whole first time he sees a hollow that it's pretty cool. It's really well done. I give it a 9 out of 10.
Soundtrack. What do you guys think of the soundtrack? Music, background music.
I didn't listen to the soundtrack. I kind of like the last song, though. It's like slow, right?
Bleach actually has a really good soundtrack. But I think I have a few favorite ending themes. One of my favorite ending themes that you guys probably heard here a lot is I play in our turntable room a lot is the second ending theme to the anime. The second one they get, which starts around after episode 12 or something, I think.
I haven't heard it.
The song is called Arigato by Homei Kazoku.
I probably just recognize it, but
it's very calming, relaxing.
I actually have a song that I love. It's called On the Precipice of Defeat. It kind of sounds like this. It gets me so pumped up every time I hear that song in the anime. I like that song a lot. So yeah, so the anime in all. 1 to 10 rating. Fritz.
I give it a 7 out of 10. No, 7.5. It deserves more than 7. But the only reason why is because it kind of trails off after a while. The series lost me after they did some weird arc that the manga never did, and it just really turned me off to the anime. So instead I just went back to the manga, which was good still, very good.
Gina.
Give it an 8, I guess. I liked it so far. If I had the motivation, I'd probably finish it up, but...
Do we need to motivate you?
we'll see.
You should at least watch the entire first season.
We'll come back to this show.
Right.
All right.
That way she'll have to watch it.
But, you know, guys, it still wouldn't hurt to watch at least season one to kind of get all the characters and kind of make your point.
Yeah, I kind of want to, like, learn about the characters more. Because, I don't know, I didn't really get to know them yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I said, we will be doing more episodes of Bleach in the future. Don't really know when exactly, but... Yeah, so... next week, if we don't have any technical problems this time, and if nothing goes wrong, next week, we will be watching Sergeant Frog. It's a really funny anime. This is actually an anime that, Fritz hasn't seen, and, I have, so maybe... it's just like seems like every anime I suggest he's seen it. I finally got him on one. But yeah. Sergeant Frog is a really funny anime. In fact, I don't know if Fritz will like it, but I don't care.
I'll watch it. Don't worry, I'll watch it.
It's pretty
on
funny.
Netflix, so I'll watch it.
Yes, and that is actually on Netflix. I've actually been putting sound.
If y'all have Netflix.
I've actually been putting Crunchyroll links in the descriptions of the in the description, and but sometimes that's not a legit way to get them because sometimes some animes you have to have a account to watch it, so. When I can, I will put those up there. AnimeFreak.tv is also a good website. And there's quite a few animes on Netflix. So, excuse me. So, yeah. Sergeant Frog, Netflix, next week. Hopefully we'll be able to do it, actually record the first half of next week instead of the end of next week.
How many episodes are we watching?
We'll watch the first two episodes of Sergeant Frog.
Okay.
Since we're doing two episodes, we might go into more detail like we have been doing. But since we did three episodes, we're kind of weighing our options of how the podcast is going to be like set up and scheduled. And,
yeah, we're still learning.
Yeah. And like Green Bean said, she's going to school in about a month or so. And so it might just be me and Fritz doing the podcast, or maybe Green Bean could do it sometimes. Or we'll have to figure all that out. She'll have roommates that will want to spend time with her. So
maybe she can do interviews on campus.
Yeah.
Live interviews, guys.
I'll make her some anime and stuff podcast business cards, and I'll send them to her. She can pass them out.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention. I got my own. These guys knew about it, but I got my own cards for my YouTube channel and all that. And
that's right. You mentioned that last time.
Speaking of YouTube channels and all that. Kind of want to do our shout outs for our stuff and our friends and all that jazz. I have a YouTube channel. I'm trying to get back on it. I haven't made a video in quite a while. That's because my camera's battery is almost dead and I can't seem to find the battery charger. So hopefully I'll be able to vlog more on that. YouTube.com/SirBlogsLot00 or my gaming channel ChiliGamer50, and check me out in those places. And so I know the other two don't really have any shout out things except for
I actually do this time.
Okay, well you go ahead and do that, and then we'll talk about Turntable after that.
I'd like to shout out to one of my best friends from high school, JC Barger. I'm sure he might be listening in. He might not. I told him about this podcast, and he got excited and wanted to listen to it. So I was like, okay, all right. Maybe he's listening, but if he is, hey, JC, what's up?
And I actually haven't been on Turntable in a while, but our room is that we usually go into is turntable.fm/nerds_unite_now. That's where you can usually find us. You can come and hang out and play music with us, and it's really fun. And there's a
all kinds of music. Welcome, guys. And there's if you play stand-up comedy, no more than 3 minutes. And please, no story narrations. Do not start playing
a whole hour-long.
Yeah.
Talking.
Yeah. No. Like.
I like how you have to say that every single time now.
I do. People have to know.
No matter what.
People have to know. Come on. Yeah, like common sense that you use music.
Well, no matter what, I'm still going to play a comedy thing at least every once in a while.
Yeah, no more than 3 minutes. That's fine every once in a while, but yeah, too much is too much.
I actually haven't been on Turntable in about the same amount of time that we haven't done the podcast.
Yeah.
From work and being sick. I could have been on while I was sick, but...
Yeah, you need to rest.
Well, I didn't really rest at all. I just watched Star Trek the whole time.
Well, yeah, Star Trek, too.
So, I'm trying to finish one of the Star Trek series. So, you know how some people are when they're trying to watch a whole series of something.
I'm actually watching Battlestar Galactica right now. I'm trying to finish that series. If you've been in the turntable room, Brandon, you would know. I've been talking nonstop about it.
So, Gina, do you want to do the shout-outs for our friends?
Oh, yeah. Well, our most important one, because she's probably the only one ever listening, is Sarah.
I haven't talked to you in so long. I miss you.
And then our...
She's on vacation?
She did because she found Wi-Fi.
She was on vacation.
Oh.
And then the rest of the crew.
Of course, Simon, which I've already mentioned.
Yeah. Matthew. John.
Trevor.
Isn't that new guy? Tech. I don't know.
Tech?
Yeah, I don't know his real name.
Wait, sure.
I don't know if he's going to become a regular or not.
T3Tron.
So he's one of the newer ones. I don't know, we have a lot of new ones.
Pseudo.
What's his real name? Yeah, it's not.
Anyway, we'll have this conversation. we'll have this conversation not on the podcast. we'll do that afterwards. Thanks for listening in. Like I said earlier, next week, Sergeant Frog on Netflix. Super easy to watch. You can try other websites. Once again, thanks for watching. Hope you guys have a great week. And we will end on the outro, the first outro of Bleach, which is called Life is a Boat by Rie Fiu. I'm not good with the Japanese name, so I don't really know how that's really pronounced. But Life is a Boat, I like that song a lot too. It's very soothing. I know I keep saying this, but thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
If you're listening, we really appreciate it.
See you next week.
Yeah, see you next week for Sergeant Frog. Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Nobody knows who I really am. I never felt this empty before. And if I ever need someone to come along, who's gonna comfort me and keep me strong? Tabi wa madai.